From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry Monday in Doha announced Gulf Cooperation Council backing of the nuclear agreement with Iran, insisting it will enhance Middle East security. But Mr. Kerry acknowledged the GCC foreign ministers he met with sought U.S. assurances in the form of closer cooperation.
We intend to build an even stronger, more enduring, and more strategic partnership with particular focus on our cooperative counterterrorism, counterinsurgency, and also on our cooperation in countering the destabilizing activities taking place in the region.
Meanwhile, U.S. lawmakers emerged from a closed-door meeting with top intelligence officials giving widely diverging views on America's ability to detect any cheating by Iran on the terms of last month's landmark international nuclear accord. No, I'm not confident of that, according to the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Republican Bob Corker. Corker spoke after a classified briefing by the director of the National Intelligence Top Deputy for Iran. Congress has 60 days to review and vote on the nuclear pact with Iran. President Obama has promised to veto any congressional vote of disapproval. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Tuesday that 12 nations negotiating the massive 12 transit Pacific Partnership trade deal have made progress toward reaching a final agreement, but that some details remain to be worked out. He highlighted a series of goals for the PAC as he spoke during a visit to Singapore, saying the deal would not only create economic opportunities for the countries involved, but also a show of support. VOA News. Pakistan carried out the execution of a man convicted of killing a child in 2004, despite international criticism of the case and questions about whether the man was himself a minor at the time of the boy's death. Shafqat Hussain was hanged early Tuesday in a prison in Karachi. His family says he was 14 years old when the boy was killed and that authorities tortured him into falsely confessing to the crime. The execution had been postponed four times while the government investigated Hussein's age. Turkish security sources and Kurdish rebels blew up a military vehicle Tuesday in southeastern Turkey, killing two soldiers and a guard. The blast happened near Arakoy in Sirnak province, where security officials said members of the Kurdistan Workers' Party detonated a roadside bomb as the vehicle passed by. The attack is the latest in a wave of violence between the PKK and the Turkish forces in the past few weeks. Meanwhile, the U.S. Defense Department says the military launched its first armed drone missions out of Turkey's Incirlik Air Base during the past weekend. White House spokesman Josh Earnest Monday defending the widening of the U.S. combat role in Syria.
And we have made clear that these fighters have been trained and equipped to participate in our counter ISIL effort. And our coalition has been involved in that train and equip effort. And our opposition will be engaged, and our coalition will be engaged in protecting their ability to take the fight to ISIL on the ground. And that means protecting them so that they can carry out that fight against ISIL.
The deepening U.S. role in Syria has been criticized by Russia's foreign minister, who called for an end to foreign intervention in the Syrian conflict. Britain Monday promised new tightened immigration rules as migrants by the hundreds attempt to breach security and make to Britain from France through the Channel Tunnel. Greg Clark is Secretary of State for Communities and Local Government.
So what we're saying is that we've got to crack down on those rogue landlords that exploit the immigration system by deliberately renting properties to people who don't have the right to be in this country. In future, they'll need to check whether someone is able to reside in this country, and if they willfully flout those rules, then it will be a criminal offense.
Meanwhile, Channel Tunnel security is being beefed up on both sides of the border. France has also called on Britain to provide more help. The Caribbean U.S. Commonwealth of Puerto Rico has confirmed that it failed to make a $58 million debt payment that was due on Saturday. It's a move that amounted to a default for the first time in its 117 years. Governor Alejandro García Padilla shocked investors in June when he said the island's debt, totaling $72 billion, was unpayable and required restructuring. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.